Good afternoon, Lawrence. Welcome back. It's nice to see you again, mate. How are you doing?
Oh, it's nice to see you, mate. Yeah, you're looking good, and so's the girl. Yeah, we're both looking wonderful. Yeah, lovely to see you again. Always
Lovely to
smiling.
see you. Well, Lawrence, look, what we're doing here today, the reason why we called you up to have a little quick chat is just to find out your experience, just to let people know. We just set up a YouTube channel here, so we just want people to understand a little bit more about the experience people are getting when it comes to subconscious retreats. You came over a couple of months ago. It was a nice, very nice experience to get to know you there. But what I want to ask you, for the people out there that might be watching, is what was the calling? What was the calling to bring you over to subconscious retreats, looking for plant medicine or ayahuasca? What was it? What was the turning point?
Well, I had, due to a trauma in my life, a really dramatic trauma, I went on a journey to find out what the why of anything. And this body's quite old to start doing journeys like that, but it went on this journey. So I went into understanding Advaita, and I found a group that dealt with looking at yourself and examining yourself and finding out who I really was. But I don't want to go too deep in that because we're talking about medicine. Now, in that process, I came to a sense of self-realization of knowing who I was. But someone in that who runs that one of the retreats that I went to, a non-psychedelic retreat, said that she'd been to South America, and she was talking about ayahuasca. Well, the chance and circumstances hadn't led me to know much about it, but slowly and slowly I learned a little bit about it, and I thought, yeah, this must be the key. And then she told me that a couple of months later she did Buffo Alvarius, and this seemed to be, I just really, she couldn't explain it, and I thought, wow, you know, is this it? Is this the secret? Is this one? This is what I've got to find out. This is what I've got to find out. But I needed a place. I knew, especially this body is old, well, older, oldish, old enough. I needed a place that was secure and careful. And I just went on this journey, and I did a little bit of ayahuasca. I found someone to do ayahuasca in this country, and then they told me about Bufo, but they mentioned Kiki by name, and I thought, yes, this chap seems really great, but where can I find him to work with? And I've heard he was doing it all over the world, but in Spain, but I love Spain, and I thought, yes, I'm going to find out about this. And they gave me the link, and yep, and I arrived, and wow, what an experience. What an experience. First, I don't know whether to talk about my original ayahuasca experience, but it seems so diminished now. It seems like a long time ago. But if I talk a little bit about the first ayahuasca experience, the brain just defragged. It was like things shook up. And I saw little brown colored lights, and there was someone who sang in the retreat, and the whole, and it was just an amazing thing of color and lights and understanding. I stood in the universe and laughed. It was really funny. I found everything funny, and it went slightly deeper. But I had to do the Bufo. This is what I wanted to focus on, was the Bufo. But the ayahuasca experience was really, really beautiful. But when I came to the conscious, it was only when I came to the subconscious retreat that I got the full benefits of both. And what happened was, I wanted to do Bufo, so Bufo it was. So, bang, I was held beautifully. First of all, it was a sacred space, and Kike took me very carefully, checked my medical conditions, was I okay, because this is quite an old body. Nobody expects to see somebody this old wandering up there, but I've become the oldest swinger in town, you see. So anyway, he said, no, he's fine, you look fine. So it was held, and he did the first one, and I slowly took it in, and everything just absolutely disappeared. I remember the chant, Shaya, Shaya, and I went back, and it was like a whirlwind of black, sort of black and white, but not black and white, it's the only, just went shh, and everything just absolutely dissolved into nothingness. And everything fell away to this gold. And I remember in that first experience seeing a blackness, and just the universe outside, and like golden candles or golden somethings. I can't remember. Strangely enough, I was reading a thing on spirit, on the origin of angels. And the highest angel is an offering. And the image of what an offering is, I don't know if anyone's aware, is two silver circles with eyes on it, with an angel in it. And I suddenly realized that was really close to the image that I saw. And it was bright, and it was glowing, and it was warm, and it was inviting. And it said, come and lie down. Come and be at peace. Come and be at peace. And it was just like, not that nothing matters, just everything and nothing was matter. It was just an absolute clarity of joy. And I just came back. I was in total shock. And Kiki was holding his hands above on my mouth. My mouth hurt. Apparently I'm prone to bringing down jumbo jets in the middle. So anyway, I came back, and it was absolutely beautiful. And it was calm and peaceful. And then I came back, and I thought, that's it for me. Wow, I don't need anything else. Well, that's it. And that was in the morning. In the afternoon, Kike offered it again. He said, would you like to go again? And I said, no. And I was watching other people going, yeah, I want to go again. Sister voice said, you go again. You got to go again. I thought, oh, fuck it, I go again. So I took it in the second time. And this time, I was fortunate enough, it was in the open and it was dusk. And this time I went back, and the same, we went, Jaya, Kiki, Jaya, and I went back and back and back. And I went down and deep, and I can't remember anything but just waking up with the whole of existence, the universe, the sun, the stars, the darkness, the lightness came all through my system, out through my path. And I looked up at the sky, and the sky started closing in. It was closing in, and it went, start closing in, and suddenly and it almost went black and then suddenly sprung open again. And I was just, I thought, how the universe, how can the universe come through me? And I sat there with it. I sat very quietly with it. And it was just amazing. And all the while, Kike was silent and peaceful and held the space. Held the space, held me. He says, "You're right, bro." And held the space, gave me a drink, sat me on the side, came back. And then the experiences over the next 3 days were, I thought that was, you know, that was extraordinary enough. But I went back to my room. I sat quietly there, quietly contemplating, quietly. And slowly, I started to drift off to sleep. And then I suddenly woke up and my body was tingling all over from the tips of my fingers to the tips of my toes. It was just vibrating, just vibrating, just vibrating. My whole body was just talking and not talking, and I just rested with the joy of it, absolute joy. And my body would seem to go from silver to gold. And I went over to a mirror, and I looked over the mirror, and I seemed to have gone to glass, and yet I looked at myself in the mirror, and I wasn't there. And I went back to bed, and slowly my body started going into orgasm. That's the only way. I had a total body orgasm. Someone said, a girl said to me afterward, "Oh, welcome to being a woman." But that, the body just orgasmed, and it just wouldn't stop. And it wasn't, and it was absolute. And I became the Buddha. I became the total of existence. And such peace, absolutely such peace. And then slowly came back, and I did some painting as a result of it. And in the months that followed, it was absolutely beautiful, that the feedback I had. At the same time, I did do ayahuasca a little bit later. And the experience there again was so beautifully held. I mean, I just can't tell, it's the holding of it that's important. It's almost as important as taking the medicine itself, because it's no good just doing ayahuasca, doing bufa because someone's got it and they don't do it right. It's not only dangerous, I know people that, you know, it's just feeling, and the people that you're with as well, they're also experiencing. So the whole thing comes together. Ayahuasca is a beautiful medicine. It's, I've done it with you, and that was so, so beautiful. The insights, I went to past times. I should say, most fundamentally, that the most important thing is, it's how strange, it's the most important thing that Bufo did to me. I lost the fear of death. Because the realization is this body is not alive. Now, it doesn't mean I don't get scared, or that there are moments of fear don't come up, of dying, but I am ready to meet death. Death is a beauty. Death is just a chance to rebirth a little bit better than you were this time. So it was so, but the fear of death absolutely disappeared. I just recognize, I just don't know fear of anything. And when I did the ayahuasca experience later on, it sort of emphasized that. I remember particularly, yes, there's loads of lovely DMT experience that can be experienced in it. That's, to me, that's just a play. That's just a play. That's all. Yeah, it's to help the integration of the depth of where you're going. It's because it has to be a little bit playful. Otherwise, it's difficult to get the other stuff. But for me, I went further. In the ayahuasca, the powerful and the most powerful part of the ayahuasca experience was when I came, I started disappearing from this world. Everything can go. Unlike Bufa, where you sort of disappear, ayahuasca, you stay, you're present to it. But the whole of the world, and I was suddenly in that experience, I said, everything's going to disappear now. Everything here, my wife has disappeared. Everything's going to disappear, and that's fine. I wonder where I'll go next. Where am I going to drop in next? This is great. I can be anywhere. Wow, what a play, what a game. But then slowly I came back. But there's so many experiences I had with ayahuasca that I can remember and not remember, that it's difficult to actually say. But the joy of the release of all the pains and suffering of what it is to be human, to see it for what it truly is only, can only be experienced through these plant medicines. It's the extraordinary. Now, I was so in love with Bufo,
Well, you did it again, didn't you? Because Kiki asked you if you wanted to do it again.
Yes. And then there was, later on, I spent a lot of time there, of course. And then the next experience, I decided it was the offer of doing it three, one after the other. And, well, again, the first two experiences were feelings of absolute transcendence. It was beautiful. I was at one with the universe. It was calmer than the other ones because somehow I recognized that the ego was now accepting things that it originally shut off. So it was much more open. And so open, I showed it all. But on the third one, I thought, should I have the third one or not? I thought, I'm greedy. So I took the third one. And the third one was the most, as beautiful as and powerful as the first experience was. This third experience was the most painful experience I had ever experienced. I started to transcend. Oh, by the way, one should always give an intention. In my last intention, my intention was to ask for love, because I understood everything. I knew who I was, but I didn't feel love. And it was like a voice said, you want to know love? You're gonna feel it. And love is not necessarily joy. And it came back and it went right. And I felt the pain of the whole world went through my body. And it was the most painful experience in my life. Everything came through me. I had to be, when we deal with Kike, I had to hold me down. I was, my whole body went through trauma. But it slowly, it went back down. and it calmed down and it felt numb. But I had a, my body was quite traumatized by it. I could feel the trauma in my body. And that evening I went back to my room and the experience started happening. I couldn't sleep. So I contacted Kike and Kike said, remember, none of it's real. None of this is real. And I sat with that and calming down a bit. It kept coming back. So the next day, Kike gave me one tablet of an ayahuasca tablet. It's a derivation of cannabis, of ayahuasca. And I hadn't eaten that day, and I just took it with other people. It was all held, so I didn't just take it. And asked me, are you sure I wanted to take it? You know, I thought, because I was really quite traumatized. And then I started, just the images just started coming up, and it was just pure imagery. It was such the opposite of any of the other ayahuasca effects I had. It was just pure psychedelia. It was like having a cinema screen stuck in my head, and I closed my eyes, everything. And all the fear, all the trauma within 2 hours just absolutely dissolved away. It just said, ha ha. My body said, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha. And it just, everything just floated away in such peace. It just absolutely, it was just pure laughter. And it wasn't Kiki, someone else came over and said, would you like a second one? And I said, do you want a second one? I said, yes, no. He said, you see, a wise man says, I think that's better be a no. And I was quite grateful, because though I came out, I realized it was still working, and the bufo was working, and the ayahuasca and the other one. And slowly I came back to peace. The recognition I found, some people found the ayahuasca and the bufo is enough. They want to just journey and do that. And that is fine. But God made us all individual. There's a hypnotist called Erickson. He's the most famous hypnotist, probably the most famous hypnotist in the world. And he said this statement, remember, do you know that every blade of grass is a different shade of green? And this is, so we're all different. And for me, the recognition was, yes, the bufo has done its work, but I don't need to come back to this. There's something, it's pointed to me. The pointing is so deep, but I have to find out why did I scream? What was that pain? Yes, what was it? And without going into a story, I have recognized that it's absolutely a relationship to my mother and the trauma of my birth. Now, I don't want to go into that here. We all have our stories. I don't want to do a story, but I know I am. After this, I will be doing bufo again, and I know I will be doing ayahuasca again. Maybe not this year, maybe next year, if I'm still capable and not falling away. But now, having been pointed so beautifully by all the medicine, I'm now going to a retreat called Die Before You Die, which is an Osho orientated retreat without medicine. Because I know I've now got to face the truth without medicine, but without the wonders of Kike and all the people at the subconscious retreat, the way they serve the medicine and the way their joy and absolute love that they give, I can say there is no other place in the world that is worth going to other than here. I'm sure if you're in America, it's too far and there's plenty of places to, but if you're in Europe or not far from Europe, this is the place to come. Look, this body is 72. Could I trust anybody else to look after this 72-year-old body? No, absolutely not. And I absolutely love Kike, and I love you too, brother and sister. So thank you.
I've got a bit emotional.
Lawrence, I have a question for you, Lawrence. Who would you recommend to come to this type of retreats, and which is the reason that you would recommend it to do to someone else in your own experience, on your own point of view?
Certainly anybody that has any sort of trauma and anybody that has some sort of a drug addiction. I know people, I've talked to people since the retreat who have had recovery from, I won't say what drug, but they've completely recovered. They don't even want to do it anymore. So there's certainly it's useful for people who want to get rid of a drug addiction. Certainly people who want to deal with their trauma. I don't know whether the bufo and the ayahuasca will actually cure it, but it will point it, for me, it pointed it, it gave space for it, able to view it. And that is what it, because we want to be human. We all want to live day to day in this world. So it taught me how to become human and how to move without trauma. It gave me the space between the trauma and who I am. So it's for trauma, people with a drug addiction, I suppose, and even people who are into non-duality, but have never experienced what that non-duality, for me, that non-duality points to. Because people seem to know, I know a lot of people in non-duality circles who are, say I'm nothing or I'm everything. But when it's all blah, blah, it's not experience. And unless you experience it, you can't know it. You can't talk about it. You think you know. I'm not saying that everybody needs to take medicine. Some people can come to it, but my experience that 80% of people who are non-dual need to do medicine, and then they'll forget a lot of the blah blah.
Lawrence, we really appreciate your time. We really appreciate that you came to visit us. I love you so much, brother. I'm looking forward to see you again.
Yeah,
I'll send you a big hug for you, bro. You're always in my heart.
Oh, and I'll send one back. Thank you.
Amazing to have you.
Thank you, man.
we are gonna go now, and we just to remind that you have our support for whatever you need. That you have a brother, sister, Lido, my sister, me, Camila, everybody on also Natasha, that she's part of the team sometimes. We all love you and we appreciate your time, and also looking forward to see you again any other time, and wish you a lot of blessings and the best on your life from here to whatever existence goes.
Whatever it says. Love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Looking forward, bro. All wishes. Best wishes for you.
Bye.
Bye.